And now those folks, you call them?
Well,
live back in the woods like that.
Well, they'd call them Cajun. That's all.
Cajun?
Yeah.
Okay. Now you didn't have. You know, a long time ago they used to have different facilities, even different schools for, and different water fountains for who? For
No. The only thing that we had here, and that's been way before the road ever come in, was three denominations of church.
Yeah.
We had the Catholic Church, we had the Baptist, and the Methodist.
Okay.
As I told you a while ago. But now we've got Tabernacles and
okay.
Church of Christ. And
do you have any different color people here?
No, we had that for a while. In other words, we hired them. Now in 1940, when I went in working for Rockefeller,
you hired some.
I hired a family of colored people,
uh-huh.
And I built them a little home right on the front there.
Yeah.
Three rooms, mm-hmm. Small camp. Yeah, we called it. Well, I had a nigger man and his wife, and they had one daughter. Well, then my neighbor was old man Pete. He run the big outfit at one time. He had the island sewed up, you might say, because he ran the mail boat, he had a grocery store, and he had a cotton gin. Only cotton gin in the country. Everybody had to haul the cotton there, or some of them, if they found that they wasn't treated exactly right, they had boats, and after we got connected with good canals, they had boats, barges. Well, a few of them would load the cotton and haul it away, either to Lake Arthur or to Abbeville. But old man Pete had it sewed up because he was the only grocery store here, he was a mail carrier, a cotton gin man. Well, then he started a farm. He began to levy in like I did here, levy in some land, and we call that reclaiming. And pump it off and farm. Well, he got him a family of colored people. In fact, I believe he had two.
Mm-hmm.
And one day they had some kind of disagreement amongst the neighbors, though, now. There was none of the white people included. And those niggers got into a fight, two tolerable young niggers, and one killed the other one. And boys, when that happened, that was it. All the niggers left. Mine did too. Everything left.
Okay. The ones you had working for you, they called you what?
They called me the chief.
Chief.
But they were nice. They were well raised. They were from Abbeville.
Uh-huh.
And they were real nice. His wife would come here and help my wife in the house most every day.
Yeah.
And the old colored man, he was short, chunky fella, but he was not ignorant. He was smart old nigger.
Yeah.
He had no education, but you could see he was well raised. He'd come to my cow pen, and in them times we bought no milk. I milked as high as 20 cows here just for our own use, for hogs and cats and sometimes the neighbors that were short. Some of the people had no cattle. But I worked all my life for the family. I started off without cattle. But the old daddy of the two doctors, he had 2,000-3,000 head of cattle. Well, I kept his cows here. I'd go get them anywhere that I knew was a gentle cow with a little calf, and that was principally on White Lake.